Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, kick this thing off, Sick Puppy.
Hey, everybody. This is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you at episode 76 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother.
And it's the Bicentennial Show.
Woohoo!
76. 1970.
That's funny, actually.
I'm a Bicentennial baby. That's why I know that. That's why I will never forget that.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Now everyone knows how old I am. Oh, well.
That's right. I'm older than you. You're good to go.
You're an old piece of shit.
Speaking of old.
Yes.
We're doing old tradition holiday beers.
We're doing Christmas beers.
Yes, we are. Tis the season, my friend.
I've had a holly jolly Christmas go through my head all day for some reason. And so what we did is we went out to... Wow, I noticed that now that we're doing video... Which we don't know if the audio and the video are going to, which one we're going to use. We're going to find out.
It's a test run, basically.
I noticed that my eyes bug out a lot more when I'm doing video.
My lighting sucks, but we're working on that.
Puffy called me and said, hey, I'm at this beer store. I said, hey, I'm at the beer store too. So we were trying to coordinate beers, which we found out is impossible.
Yeah, they were remodeling it, the place I was at, and all the bombers were like, packed away, and they had empty black shelving with these lonely little price tags and nothing there.
Giant Eagle. Get your shit together.
Oh, it's my favorite one around here, too, man. Because they all have like a little different setup, a little different variety.
Well, so I was at the Giant Eagle at the Market District in Sellers Ridge. And the lady there actually said, well, what does she want? What's she looking for? So I said, well... He is looking for the same beers that I am getting. She's like, well, where is he at? I said, well, he's at the Giant Eagle out in the...
As in Wexford.
She goes, well, we're better than that store anyways. So I said...
You know you have the same distributor, right, bitch?
Well, so I said, well, that's nice, but he lives in the north and I don't. So we need to get the same beers. She's like, well, our selection is better anyways. I'm like, well, that's not going to solve the fact that we're going to be doing this over Skype.
So, wow, what's Skype?
Then she's like yelling at me because I'm talking on the phone to you, and she's like, sir, do you need help? I'm like, no.
Wow. So my guy was pretty cool, man. He was actually really apologetic. He's like, dude, I dig it out for you, but it's buried under a bunch of shit, so your selection's going to be limited, and I apologize. And
well, it's the same girl that does every single time. She's just nasty.
I need to go to that one and check it out.
She's a mean person. That's the best way to put it. She's like, it sounds like she's always yelling at you.
And it's Christmas, damn it.
Yeah, put on some fucking cheer. All right. She had like, I think it was reddish. Her hair color changed a lot.
Go kill a pine tree, put a bunch of shit on it, light it up, have some fun.
Burn some trees.
Burn some fucking trees.
All right. So the first one that we got, because we were able to coordinate a little bit. Okay, so our first one is... Delirium Noel.
Delirium Noel. Can you pronounce the brewery name, Cammy? Can you do it?
Yeah, Family Brewery.
Brewery Huge.
Huge.
Huge. I think it actually is pronounced Huge.
It probably is Huge.
It's H-U-Y-G-H-E.
It's been around since 1654. I guess they're doing something right.
Wow, that's really bottle aging. Oh, you mean the brewery.
That's what it says.
Yeah, that, I mean, they've been around for a long, long time. That's
it's a very historic
Belgian brewery.
It's 10% ABV. This is...
And, you know, you can't not know that pink elephant when you're in a beer store.
Everyone knows the pink elephant. All right, so let me get the...
Yeah, it's just what you love, Spoon, the foil.
Dude, what does the top of your cap say?
I don't know. I threw it
away.
Take
the foil off. This is like opening a present.
I have no
idea. How cool is that? Because if yours is...
Let me dig through my garbage and check.
That wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, you're right.
Where'd the lighter go? God damn. All right.
Wow. I mean, there's stuff on the top of this?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know until I tried peeling it off. This is why I hate foil on bottles.
Mine doesn't have anything.
Mine's... No, like on the top of the bottle cap.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Let me see.
I got nothing but a red scratch.
You want to know what I have?
What?
Lucifer.
Oh, no way. They put the wrong cap on the bottle. Dude, that's Lucifer Golden Ale by the same brewery.
Yeah, I wonder if I... You know what? This is a Kodak moment.
Wow. Is that a counterfeit delirium? That's interesting, man.
Well, you know what? Whenever I buy beer from Market District, I always... If I get a six-pack, I always check the six-pack to make sure the right beers are in there.
Yeah, that's definitely the trademark Delirium Noel bottle with the painted glass, which is beautiful. It's actually glass, but it's painted like a stone color, spotted ceramic kind of a thing.
I can't believe that's on there like that.
That's funny, man.
I'm going to take another picture just to get
it. It's actually another one of my favorite Belgian beers is the Lucifer. It's a nice golden ale. But we'll review that in another show if we haven't already. Wow, dude, I'm actually pouring mine right now in my Delirium Tremens... Snifter. The pink elephant's on the bottle, pink elephant's on the glass.
That's what I hate with the foil, though, because if you don't do it just right, the shit gets in your
pocket. Yeah, it gets everywhere, man.
Now, while you're raising that, I would like
nice,
to...
Nice, good
like
foamy head on that, but go ahead.
Take a moment of silence here.
Okay.
Because we had a passing in my house.
Uh-oh.
My dog...
What did Spoon do?
The dishwasher.
See, you should never put your beer glasses in the dishwasher.
I know. I opened it up and I went, no! What did you do?
Oh, no.
And she's not home right now, so I can't even yell at her. This was my favorite.
If we do a video, that's just sad.
All time. It made me cry. I saw it. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Maybe I'll get you one for Christmas.
This is my favorite glass of all time that I stole.
Well, that's my problem. I have too many beer glasses. I have too many favorites.
But do you remember when I got that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, because you were my accomplice.
Yes, indeed.
But I was very well inebriated while on libations leaving the firehouse. So now closed.
They're now closed, firehouse lounge.
We need to quit going to bars.
That's actually a liquor license in the window of that place, by the way. Something else is going in there.
I'm going to use my Chimay one.
There you go. Close enough, man. It's Belgian.
My Chimay.
Your Chimay. I forgot how... Whoa, dark this beer was, man. I mean, it's not like stouty dark. It's how would you describe that?
Cotton candy.
It's like a dark amber, I suppose. Now, this beer does come in. It's a Belgian strong dark ale. I mean, it's going to come in at like...
There you go.
It's 10%, man.
Wow, that's got some great nose on it.
Oh, it's a wonderful beer, man. I mean, this is known in Europe as the Delirium Christmas, okay, the Delirium Noel here. Yeah, I mean, it's a strong, rich Belgian golden ale, they call it, or dark ale.
Oh, there's some nice
as well.
Fruit. There's fruit in that.
There's fruit in that there beer.
Yeah, there's fruit in that beer.
And this is actually, all this is really, is the holiday version of Delirium Tremens.
This is...
And, Spoon, I don't know if you knew this, but Delirium Tremens, for a while there... That name and that beer was banned in the United States.
Oh, it's because of the disease.
Yeah, the alcoholism shakes.
Yeah. I'll leave it to America to screw something up.
Yeah, they changed it to Martine for a while, and then they finally got permission to go back to Delirium Tremens.
No, let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it. People might get scared.
Oh, no. And you got a real sweet malty aroma on this, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of...
Do you get any, like... real sweet, like candy sugars out of it?
Well, yeah, I got the, when I first took the initial quaff of it.
Very well said, my friend. That's awesome.
I got, it smelled like cotton candy. That's what, like,
yeah, you get that belted candy sugar sweetness to it. That's what
the candy smell usually smells like, it's cotton candy.
Almost like a, you know, it's Christmas time, so you could almost say, you know, the candy canes in a sense.
This is extremely bubbly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wow, like it's going down like bubbly. it's like champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, very dark. Like it's like a hazelnut brown color, I guess I'd call it.
I would drink this in the Continental.
And it keeps a good head on it too, man. The right glass.
My chimney glass.
Mine's staying there pretty steady in my delirium tremens glass.
Didn't I just say, it was when I was at Bachtown last night. We were talking about how the people butcher the names of the beers that they don't know.
I admit that freely on the show, especially with Belgians.
Oh, yeah, we usually have a hard time with Belgians. This guy comes in, he's like, yeah, can I get one of these chimneys? And, I just want some. I heard the chimneys are good. I'm like, what?
Can I get a framboise?
And Tara, Rainbow Boots, was there. She said, chimay. He just kind of looked at her. She's like, okay, red, white, or blue. He's like,
there you go.
Well, everyone's the best. I'm like, here we go.
That's all up to personal taste, man. Personally, I like the Grand Reserve. The blue is my favorite.
Wow, this is going to pack a punch.
So. Oh, yeah. This is a sipper, for sure. This is hanging out with the family on Christmas Day, sipping the beer, hanging on the campfire.
Now, here's something.
The fireplace with the woman.
The people of everywhere to understand. So when we got these glass, or when we got the beer, Puppy actually ended up going somewhere else instead of Giant Eagle because of all the stuff.
Yes.
So he went to another store. So as much as I bitch about Giant Eagle, they are dirt cheap. And the reason for that is
they are. I mean, I don't want to get into that argument right now because it's just a touchy subject. But
the reason why basically their staff is uneducated is because
that's the key.
What they're lacking in price, basically you're paying for the quality of the customer service. So
yeah, you're not there for ambiance and friendship.
So if you're going to learn about beer,
don't go to Giant Eagle. No.
Well, no, I shouldn't say it because the one does have a good beer lead.
Yeah,
but
I shouldn't say
the other ones I've gone to are
the guys have been really, really cool. And yeah, one guy actually knows his beers, which is nice.
I mean, I know what I want. Don't talk to me because you're going to tell me something stupid.
Stupid.
Right. I've heard you talk to other people.
Don't embarrass yourself.
But this gives you an example. So I paid $5.99 for this. I think it was five something for this.
Yes.
The total. So what'd you pay?
Almost 10. Nine and some change.
Six Puppy went to a way cooler place to buy the beer.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'll give him that. But being the guy that has two little kids. I do everything cheap.
Oh, dude, I had to do it because I had to do it.
Dude, if I was single, I would be going up to the bottle shops on a regular basis, but my broke ass has to feed those two little kids, but diapers are not cheap.
And that's why you started homebrewing.
That is why I started homebrewing.
Yeah, brother. It's a beautiful thing. But anyway, dude, back to that Delirium Noel. I mean, it's... Would you say this is a beginner Christmas beer? I don't really want to promote it as that. It's a fairly complex beer. I mean, it's got a different taste to it. There's a lot going on in there.
Just because you put a Santa hat on something doesn't make it Christmas.
Exactly. it's a tart beer, but it's also sweet. And it's heavy. It's a little bit boozy, but not a lot.
Here's the thing with Christmas beers, is a lot of Christmas beers, kind of like the pumpkin ales, you're looking for spice and crispiness? Is that what we're trying to find?
Crispiness,
cleanness?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Cleansiness?
You're looking for a nice, clean, crisp ale.
Yeah, because you want it to reflect winter. And, you know, it's cold out. The outside, and why I love wintertime is it's crisp out when it's the snow's down and everything. It's just it's clear. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. But this doesn't have the characteristics of what I consider like a winter beer or a Christmas beer. Instead, they put a friggin' Santa Claus hat and skates on an elephant, which I guess over in Belgium they can skate.
Oh, wow. Well, pick elephants can do anything, man.
They probably just play hockey for the Flyers, but still. I don't know.
But I actually think this is a good Christmas beer. But is it for beginners? No.
No. This is, look at that. Look how easy that label comes off, too.
Oh, I know, dude. Save that bottle, but I mean, you can't really see your homebrew in that thing, but they're cool.
It looks like a bowling pin.
Wow, it does look like a bowling pin.
I like that.
Nice observation.
Yes.
Yeah, I would actually kind of call this the beefsteak of beer.
Steak of beer.
It's got that really nice, heavy but not too heavy body to it. But it's also a really enjoyable beer. You just got to watch yourself because it's 10%.
The body's light. I like it. I don't know if I would consider this a Christmas beer, though.
Yeah, you know me and Christmas beers, man. So this is a little different. So I kind of go this direction with my Christmas beers.
What would you say, going back again to the pumpkin beers, where the pumpkin beers are either sweet, like a pumpkin roll, or they're spicy, like you're eating incense?
Like a little overdone.
You got one or the other type.
Grandma puts way too much spice on the pumpkin pie.
Oh, bitch.
Whore. But overall, man, what do you think?
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely like it.
I mean, I would recommend it, but again, I would have to say,
for a beginner, it'd be really tough.
Yeah, if you're just getting into craft beer, you're going to love it or hate it.
I think people getting into it are going to like it. I don't think they're going to be able to appreciate it the fullest because they're not going to be able to pick up the characteristics of it.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
There's a lot of complexity to this beer,
mm-hmm.
but also there's complexity, but there's also simplicity.
Indeed.
Because it's a good beer. Like, just as a Belgian strong dark mofo, it's a good beer.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of Belgians that are, taste way stronger than this. Got a lot more punch
really
to them.
I really want
to
get 9 more of these bottles and do duck pin bowling in my house.
Just fill them with cement and recap them.
Don't tell me I have Quikrete in my basement.
And you also have a bottle cap right now. All right.
That I do.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
And if we haven't said it already, Merry Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
Now we can't just make it exclusive to the Catholics.
Merry Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy fucking whatever religion you are.
Whatever you celebrate, this is the time of year to do it.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen. Proper.
Oh, good Lord.
Jesus.
Don't worry, people. You're drinking of these delirium Noels. You'll be talking just like we are.
Can't take a big gulp of it either.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. You don't want to take a gigantic mouthful of this beer. It's a little overpowering to your palate.
Slightly overpowering. Mm. Hey, speaking of champagne.
Speaking of slightly overpowering.
It was announced yesterday, that in the state of Pennsylvania, for $14, you can have wine and liquor shipped to your house.
Gee, thanks, PCLB.
Up until now, has been illegal. PCLB.
Yeah, but, dude, they think they're doing us a favor. They're ripping us off twice now.
Yeah, because then they're also raising the prices for you to go to the store and pick it up.
They charge you to pick up beer, hard liquor and wine that you ordered.
And beer? Not even on the docket, dude.
Yeah.
The PA, kind of ridiculous PLCB. That
you get an extra charge for driving to the fucking place to pick up your own shit.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, PLCB. Thinks that this is going to save everything. It's going to save the world. It's not. All right. So my $50 bottle of tequila that I like to get on special occasions, if I want it sent to my house, because it's tough to get sometimes, sure, will cost me $64 before taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't going to happen. No. You know why? Because I got friends who live in Ohio, and I'll just drive over there and see what they pick
exactly
it up.
Exactly. Excuse me. Oh, Christ, I'm over and there enough. I'll pick it up for you.
That's what I mean. We'll go. I'm not saying who we would go see, number one beer store in the world, but we would go somewhere close to it. We should get up.
Yeah, there's a liquor store right down the road from him, so we're in good shape.
What, Country Fair?
No, right past that, actually. On the same side of the road, yeah.
I never been down there.
It's a liquor warehouse.
Oh, shit, why don't we ever go there? Well, because we're drinking beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, in Pennsylvania, for $14, I think it's for the first three bottles.
And it's, what?
A dollar after
that. Dollar each bottle after that, yeah.
Who does this? Who does this? Who
We're doing you a favor. We're charging you more.
I've got a great idea. Hold on. Just listen to it.
Jesus Christ.
Let's charge them twice as much as most of the stuff they're going to buy.
But they'll be happy because they can get it at home now.
Which changes UPS. UPS is the official
Dude,
delivery.
So if I want Mad Dog 2020 sent to my fucking house, it's going to cost me $20 for a $4 bottle of shit?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Of course it does, because you want it, and it's convenient.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
I really hate our state sometimes. I hate the laws. I don't hate the state. I hate
the LCB, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is not the LCB you were looking for.
Ha!
All right. What we got?
All right, man. We ready to roll right into the next one, dude?
I got... Well, yeah, I'm actually switching glasses here.
Yeah, so am I, dude. I got three lined up right here. But, all right, man.
Hold on.
Delirium Noel, complete.
I liked it.
Overall, love that beer. Great beer.
Yeah, it was a good beer.
And if you like the Noel, try their others. They have the Delirium Nocturnum and the Delirium Tremens. A whole other lineup of other beers, man. But let me step over here to my beer fridge so I can get the next beer.
So our next beer is, well, I really don't know how to explain this. The brewery has gone through a lot of changes recently with ownerships. Beer was sent to the other side of the state to die, basically at Line Brewing, and came back. And I have not had this since it came back to Pittsburgh. What the hell is that? Oh, that's right. You got that.
I got the big boy.
Now, there is a difference I found between the two of these.
Really?
Yeah, let me see your label.
I had the Brewer's Reserve. This is not Reserve?
Mine's not the Brewer's Reserve. And I
asked, you have the Norm. That's why.
Yeah, and I asked them about them. They said, well, it's the same thing, but smaller.
No, it's not.
Again, why you don't go to Giant Eagle for your beer advice? Now, unless you go into Leedsdale.
Do you know what the difference is between the Reserve and the regular St. Nicholas pot?
About $15.
Actually, dude, again, we're going back to the grocery store thing now in PA. $4.99 for this bomber bottle.
Say what?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, your bomber bottle costs almost the same as my 12-ounce.
I see. That's
the hell.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. This is a pure barley malt lager beer. It's very festive. Got Santa Claus on the front. Old St. Nick. Excuse me. Penn Brewery.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Troy Hillish area. It's the town.
PennBrew.com, by the way. It's PennBrew.com.
Which,
check them out.
Their website, for some reason, throws up a bunch of flags at work for having malware.
Wow.
But it doesn't anywhere else. Like, Google catches it for some reason.
Huh, interesting.
And then our firewall catches it. I'm like, what the hell?
Hmm.
Now, I'm curious about something here.
And more foil.
Please converse.
More foil. Dude, this is a... Yeah, go ahead and look something up, dude.
Well, because I think the difference is... I'm almost positive this, but I want to confirm.
I did know one time, but I forgot. Ah, they have a fancy cool tab around the foil. I love that.
It looks pretty cool. I've got the one from a couple of years, actually, probably like 6 or 7 years ago, I think. Whatever the first release of it was. I still have one of those here. I remember shipping one to my father. I mean, I shipped my father-in-law a collectible glass that may have been on the can too.
Contents not drinkable. Hey, while you're looking that up, I'll tell the peeps a little bit about this beer, dude. It's a seasonal holiday beer. It's available November through January. It's a very rich, dark, box-style beer. It's like a dark ruby color, I guess you could say. It's going to have a little bit of chocolate with a little bit of like a burnt malt
to it. The difference. I was right, but sorry. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was wrapping it up there anyway. The only thing I was going to say was, the only thing I was going to add to that is this actually won the silver medal at the 2011 Great American Beer Festival this year.
Okay, so my hunch was correct.
Explain.
This is a Bock.
It's
a double Bock.
Double Bock, that's why, yeah.
That's the difference. Plus, yours is 8.5 and mine's 6.
Oh my, I'll be drunk before you.
That's because you're old.
Dude, 8.5 for $4.99?
Well, you know what, that's why, and again, I hate pimping Giant Eagle.
I know, dude, but I guess we're making a point here, and it's kind of, it's a slippery slope for us, because we love everyone.
We do. We just hate when dumbasses try selling you beer to make a buck, but they're making our money.
Yeah, this could be a whole other show, dude.
Yeah, someone's going to say, you're bitching about the place you keep going back.
Well, I think my point is, no matter how much we talk about this and try and keep, you know, an open discussion on it, with that subject, nice sticker on your head, with that subject, we're going to end up pissing somebody off.
And we really don't give a shit, so.
You know.
Why not? You kick me out of one of your stores, you're probably going to kick
Well, no,
me
I'm talking about not just that one, I'm overall.
Oh,
and
I know.
Six-pack shops, and, you know, you talk about pricing and availability, yeah, that gets a little touchy.
But people know, they got to make money. It's a business.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like shopping at the mom-and-pop store versus shopping at, you know, like Walmart.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a great analogy, dude.
But you know, honestly, as a parent, I got to shop at Walmart because it's cheaper, and I got to put food on the table, and I got to put beer in my glass. This is the other thing, my last rant about Giant Eagle. Please stop putting these on the labels.
Yeah, if we do just audio on this, it's a paid sticker that proves that you bought it when you walk out of the damn store.
And I understand why it has to be done, but when I say, I'm going to take a picture of this bottle, can you put it on the bottom? And you look at me and go, no, I'm probably going to punch you in the head or not. So anyways, that's the difference is he has a double block and twice the size of mine. And there you go. Yours is a double block, twice the size of mine.
See how that's good marketing shtick right there. And I believe at the Big Bird store that we referred to earlier.
Yes, please keep talking.
This is I think it's about $12 a six pack. An interesting beer. I mean, I'm kind of anxious to see how Spoon describes his compared to mine. I mean, mine's kind of basically what it says. It's a double Bock, a Doppelbock. It's double the recipe that his is. So I'm kind of anxious to see what he says. You know, our differences of opinion on this same beer, but mine has a twist. Like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's a twist.
Pachow!
Oh, Penn Brewing Glass. Nice.
I don't know where I got this from.
You stole it from the brewery when you went there to eat.
No. No, I know I didn't. Where did I... I honestly don't know how I came into possession of this glass. That's a newer one. I got it from some beer event.
Oh, nice. It's a nice glass, man.
Yeah, it's a quality pint glass. It's nice and thick.
I went snifter again. I'm drinking out of my Belgian troll glass.
You wanted a snifter for a double walk?
Yes, I did.
Oh, anyways, what I was trying to say before.
I was trying to get the most much aroma as I possibly could out of this.
My favorite. There we go.
Look at that. Your favorite.
It's known by its collar.
I got it.
For all you beer really? Historians, polar beer, Erie, PA, it's known by its collar. And Father Spoon is too. Anyways, Droganator is $4.99.
Yes.
And that is hands down my favorite double block of all time. I love that beer.
I agree.
It's like 8.2%. And yeah, it's like $5. If you want the quality drunk.
It's a budget drunk with a damn good quality beer.
It's an awesome beer. Yeah. And then when I first found out, now, you can get a couple bombers for that, or you can just go buy the six pack, which, doing the math today, as I'm talking to Sick Puppy. So again, at the Big Bird, we'll call them.
Yeah.
So one of these was $5, five and change. A bomber bottle, where you keep track at home, is basically two of these, was $12. Actually, no, $13, like $12.99. $12.99 versus like $10. And you get more beer in the six pack.
Yeah, if you do the math, it'll be better in the end. Cheers, brother. Well, let's drink this St. Nicholas Bock.
Wow, this has a ton of coffee up front.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Holy
almost like a burnt malt kinda, not I won't say roasted, but more like a burnt malt kind of a coffee thing going on. Not so much a dark chocolate, but close to it.
This is good. I like this.
Oh yeah, that's
wow.
I mean, without doing the one you have and this one side by side, I can't really tell what the difference is. I mean, mine's obviously got a heavy flavor to it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of got that stick to your mouth kind of cloying effect to it.
And this is lacking it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is a lot lighter body. Let me take another drink.
Let me refresh my palate.
This is a lot lighter body.
Does it kind of like hang in the back of your mouth at all? I mean, mine does. Mine's kind of sticking there in a good way, though.
Mine's sticking in the front. The maltiness is sticking in the front.
Okay.
It's sweeter. And then once it goes back, it just kind of dries out. Like it's.
Oh, yeah. The finish on mine is definitely dry. But again, that's not like a bad thing.
I really like this.
Oh, so do I. But again, I mean, yours is a little lower alcohol than mine, but it's just the style and the attitude of this beer. Even the last one, the Delirium Noel, this is a sipper, you know, a special occasion beer, or a, you know, sit down and relax, enjoy your good craft beer kind of a attitude.
Right. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Penn, they've been around for 25 years now, it's their anniversary. They're hardcore, straight up German. You don't mess with these crowds. And being a crowd, I can say that.
Yeah.
Awesome food at the brew pub.
Oh yeah, their food's amazing.
Very traditional German food. I just love.
Yeah.
Actually, reminds me a lot of what my grandmother used to make.
Oh nice.
Takes me back. Oh,
takes me back.
She never made mac and cheese as good as those guys. But the label is very cool artwork, right?
Yeah. I mean,
You got to, okay. So it is the same Santa.
Same Santa.
I really dig the artwork on the Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like old world art, you know.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the whole Saint Nicholas thing, where you know, put your shoes out on was it the 5th or the 6th?
Put your shoes out at the bottom of the bed, kind of a thing. Your clogs, put your clogs at the foot of the bed.
And then you get like
candy and shit put in there.
See, my parents made the mistake the first year they did that. I got like walkie talkies or something in there. Then they realized that they were only supposed to put like candy or gum or something.
Gum or something in there, yeah. I tell you, by
the time I was 25, my dad was just putting money in there.
Yeah, exactly. In your Converse All-Stars.
Man, I love my Chucks.
So do I.
Best shoes ever.
Dude, how's the head on yours, man? Mine, done, gone. Yeah.
The head went away really quick.
But it could be the glass I'm using, but I don't even have any lacing on this.
No, there. I have like zero lacing on this. But you know what? A lot of the Doppelbock, though, and a lot of the Bock beers, I don't usually get that much lacing to it, though.
No, but some of them I get a little more carbonation than this. I don't think this was meant to. I don't think this is meant to be kept heavily carbonated. So
this is a delicious beer, though. I think.
Oh yeah,
so I want it.
Wow. I mean, again, this is not a fast drinking beer.
But no,
like I'm doing right now. Bad idea
for our viewers at home.
And listeners.
Well, they can't see this, but we'll take a picture.
Well, they may or may not be able to see this. We're still iffy on that, so
yeah, we'll find out.
We'll roll with that.
Show them your sack.
Whoa! You want me to do what?
Show them your sack.
Oh, that sack. I thought you wanted me to drop my pants. Where is my sack?
We'll go with that.
One moment.
So the cool thing with the reserve one, it's very cool, is that you get this sack.
Dude, with the beer in. I'm like, you know, I'm sick, puppy. I will show my sack.
This is a family show.
Yeah, so that's why I was questioning your judgment. Here's my sack, everyone.
It's pretty cool. It's like a nice little, what is that, velvet? I don't have my.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gigantic Crown Royal bag.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Crown Royal. If you know Crown Royal.
And it says.
Instead of purple, it's red.
Yeah, it says Pennsylvania Brewing Company, Brewers Reserve, St. Nicholas Bock. Limited production.
Does it have the year on it, by chance?
It does not.
Okay. I think the one, I have the bottle, I don't have the bag for it. But the one that I got for my father-in-law, I think had the year on it, because it was supposed to be like that one time release.
Now, I will say, you know, if you want like 30 of these, go to the Big Bird store, because I have all the bottles sitting out like this, and a box of these sitting behind it.
Are you serious? They don't even have the bags with it?
Mm-mm. So, hey, I'll just take 30 of these bags and one beer. Thank you.
You know, I just like to bitch about them, because I can.
Yeah, they're the new kids on the block, so they're going to get the brunt of it.
They could have actually destroyed and wiped out a lot of the beer stores.
Yeah, and that's one of my worries, man. I don't know.
They could have, but they failed. Why?
They're not done yet, though, dude.
I know.
Because I was talking to the guys up my way, and they're expanding, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but people are still going to go to the mom-and-pop stores because they
like. Oh, sure. As will I.
And everything.
Right.
And you don't have pains in the asses yelling at you for talking to someone.
You don't have somebody in front of you in line with a rotisserie chicken while you're trying to check out your beers.
Yeah, I'm trying to crack my back.
That happened to me today. Like, I'm buying beer. How did I get behind a dead chicken?
Okay. Oh, so hey, I have to bring this up since you've got a lot of beer to drink there.
I do indeed, and I should be setting this aside. And going to the next one, to be honest with you, but continue.
I'm still drinking mine too, but you got a lot more than I do.
Oh, yeah. Twice as much.
So it was announced today. Did you hear who, Jesus, who's coming out with the beer?
Oh, God. No, but let me guess. Lady Gaga.
No.
Thank God. Local?
No.
Hmm. Well, the Ada Hardy idiot already has one. Not local, so no sports guys. Oprah.
Even better than Oprah.
Oh, my God. Dr. Phil's Luscious Ale.
One word title on their song. Mm-bop. Mm-bop-a-dee-bee-dee-bee-bee.
Is that NKTOB?
No, that would be the Hanson.
Hanson? Ah, so I was close. I'm just showing my age. New Kids on the Block, I was thinking.
Guess what the name of the beer is.
Hey, I fucked the girl in Hanson.
I forgot about that shirt. Guess what the beer's called.
Don't tell me this is a joke setup.
And I really hope that this video turns up so you people can actually see the reaction that he gets when I tell him this stuff.
Umbop Ale.
Mm-hop.
Oh my fucking God.
I am dead serious. I read it today. It is on all the major news, like beer wires. Hansen is coming out with their beer because they want their fans to have. Poppy, you're not dead, are you? It's a good thing that Bleepius is able to stop your pain.
What were we talking about? I forgot. What?
Yeah, Hansen. Well, when I first heard about it, they said the Hansen brothers are coming out with beer. I thought, why is Dave Hansen and the Hansen brothers, Steve and Jeff, coming out with their own beer? It's got to be a charity thing. All right.
Yeah, please and tell then me I read why.
Then I saw the story. I'm like, no, it's the Boppers. Because they think their fans should have the complete experience while listening to their music. I think they should just give all their fans a gun and have them stick it in their mouth. But
I think they were talking to Ed Hardy too long.
They figured Kid Rock could do it. We can't do much worse.
I never even had his beers, but I don't. I'm kind of curious, but I know it's going to be shit.
It's shitty beers. I have friends in Detroit that have told me about that beer.
Yeah.
And they said if you drank like a 6-pack of Miller and then piss into a glass, and drink that and then piss again. That's pretty much what
it's triple filtered through your own urinary tract.
You know what, musicians? Besides Pearl Jam, stay away from beer.
Yeah.
At least they worked with Dogfish Head. Actually, Dogfish Head said, "What kind of beers do you like? We're going to brew something that you would drink." And they said, "Here's what we like," and they made it.
Yeah, now let's contract brew this swill and put a label on it.
I guess they're all 21 now. I don't know.
But their fans aren't.
I'll give them credit. When they did that song...
Oh, God. They're defending Hansen. This show's over.
No. When they did the one song where their music video was a mock of a Blues Brothers. Have you seen that yet? It's actually a really good song. And it's a great video. It's the scene where they all go into the music store, into Ray's store. Dude, I'm telling you.
No. It may be a good song. I'm just telling you, I will never, ever give it a chance. It's fucking Hansen.
Well, see, that's the thing. We played it in Tiki Chat the one night, and I didn't say who it was. And everyone's like, this is really good. And then
I'm sure it is. They're like, holy it's just not shit. Metal enough for me, dude.
Oh, it's definitely not metal. It's like poppy, but yeah. It's kind of cool. And the chick from Hansen's hot.
Oh, I know, man. I told you, I fucked that girl in Hansen, man. I'm proud of that.
But they did a good job with it. Weird Al Yankovic's in this video, too.
Oh, I figure. Jesus.
He plays, his first appearances without the mustache, actually.
Wow.
I could be wrong on that.
He had that goddamn Hawaiian shirt on?
He's got, like, he has some crazy shirt on. But it's pretty good. Anyways. That's it.
Yeah, you made me get on to about one more full glass. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, there is one other thing I want to mention.
Yeah, I mean, we got anything local going on? What's new here, dude?
Well, nothing really local with beer, but I do have to talk about this awesome swag that I'm wearing.
SWO Steel World Order.
Yes. Most people, obviously, if you don't know by now,
well, that is kind of local, but yeah.
Pittsburgh, where we're from. Well. Where we record from. Actually, we're kind of spread across Pittsburgh.
Yes. We are north and south.
Recording in two counties.
We're surrounding your asses. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, great. Steeler Nation, everything is running true this year because they're having a great year. They're in first place, tied for first, I think. And I decided to get more into football this year because Teaspoon's really getting into watching it. I watched it because it was something to do on Sundays. But he's really getting into the whole football thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then I got sucked into more fantasy football.
Oh, see, that's, yeah.
But it's a work thing. So I started checking out blogs. I'm like, well, I want to find out a little bit more. Like, why are people so obsessed? Because part of being a lunatic that I am, I was actually a psychology major for a while. So I'm always, like, trying to figure people out. That was before I became a drunk.
Yeah, well, little known fact about me, if you didn't already know this, I went to school a long time ago for mortuary science.
Oh, no shit. I
know. So, psychologist wannabe, undertaker wannabe.
Well, here's the cool thing.
But go ahead, continue. You just reminded me of that.
The whole Steel World Order, though, is not just the Steelers. It's the Steelers, the Penguins, the Pirates, the Power, like everything in Pittsburgh. because we're known as a steel town.
Yeah.
We're never going to get rid of that.
No. You
know, that vision. So
we're still known by the steel curtain, which hasn't been used since the 70s.
Dude, it hasn't been used in like 30 some years.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But, you know, Pittsburgh, this is still a steel town. And God damn, every time they show video of Pittsburgh, they still show the steel mills. We've got like two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're all tying out.
Something like that. All right. So I started checking out different blogs and everything, and I came across this one where they were talking about the Steel World Order, there we go. And there's a site called Forever Pittsburgh that was producing these shirts. So I was...
I feel like, I interject for a second, I feel like the old Two Beer Queers boys were pimping the peeps.
Well, you know, I am pimping the peeps.
Yeah.
I started talking to these
that's
guys.
That's funny.
And, yeah, because I was checking out their Facebook page. I'll have links to all their stuff.
Yeah, right on.
On our segment. So I started checking out some of their stuff, and I'm just like, oh, these are like diehard Pittsburghers that are making some really quality shirts. I love this shirt.
So nice.
Full disclosure, I got it for free. Because I said, your stuff looks really cool. They said, well, do you want one?
Why, yes, I do.
I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like, well, you know, we've talked to you about the Pens and the Steelers. You're a diehard fan. Do you want a shirt? I'm like, yeah, no, I never say no to free stuff. Never. Well, almost never.
Webmaster at shouldidrinkthat.com.
But I've been reading their blogs and everything, and like these guys know their shit when it comes to football, man, especially the Steelers. Like just Pittsburgh in general. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was like, you guys are like, this is what happens with the internet, is when people who know a lot of shit about a sport or about anything,
when they converge,
when they start talking about it, because you look at like the Post Gazette and the Trib and everything, and it's very watered down. They only tell you what they want you to know because it's sponsorship.
Like any other news organization.
Yeah, stuff like that. But when you come up to bloggers, these guys are like relentless, like, nah, you know, this is why this shit sucks. And this is what's wrong with that. So that's what I pulled me into it. And I'm like, wow, these guys are like, we got some ninjas here who are just like telling it like it is. And I was loving it. I'm like, this is great because someone's finally telling them, you know, we're not going to do the fluff piece. Like, oh, well, Ben might be hurt, but let's not worry about that. The sun is shining, the rainbow and the unicorns. These guys are like, look, we're in some serious fucking trouble here.
All right, dude.
And that's what I was thinking about. So anyways.
Yeah, it's all good, brother.
While you're working on that, I definitely want to get a quick talk to those guys because I dig the shirt. So there will be links so you can buy this shirt. This very comfortable shirt, actually.
And, you know, if we do this just audio, we'll post a picture of it for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's plenty of pictures for it, but it's...
or check out the link. It'll be right there.
Yeah. I dig it, though. It's if I get a good quality t-shirt, especially in a double X...
Yeah, you fat ass.
I really like it even more.
I can call him a fat ass. He calls himself a fat ass.
I'm not a fat ass. Whatever, I'm fluffy, goddammit.
Yeah. I'm big boned.
I'm big boned.
All right, dude. I am done with the...
quick plug for those guys. You guys, if you're, I think they listen to our show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Yeah, awesome job. Keep it going. I really appreciate what you guys are doing for, you know, talking about Pittsburgh sports. I'm not as big of a Steeler fan, but, you know, I'm a diehard Pens fan, and you guys are definitely bringing it to the table. You're dropping the motherfucking hammer. You took Thor's hammer and you slammed it down on the Rock of Gibraltar.
Simmer down, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of beer,
ladies and gentlemen,
a shout out to an older, you know, podcast that went faded.
Oh yeah, there was a show.
Speakingofbeer.com, yeah. Hey everybody, you know what time it is.
Can't wait for this. You know what it is.
Attention campers. It's now the final beer of the evening.
Final beer of the evening. Now this isn't so much a Christmas beer, but
It's
in the season. It's that time of year for this beer.
Hold on, I gotta peel off my sticker first. Because again,
may I ask what you paid for this in this state? Because I got mine out of state.
I paid $7.99.
Really?
Yes.
I paid $2 more than you did.
Ha ha!
Damn it!
Sorry. Wait, let me do that again.
Ha ha! Ha ha! It doesn't always work out when you're dragging contraband across the state line.
But also, they had cases of this stuff. Not just.
Oh, so did they.
Oh.
Yeah. It like, well, I wouldn't say. I mean, they had, I think they got 14 cases of it in altogether.
Well, yeah, whatever. you know, I would pay $9.99 because I would not pay, as some places were charging, $20.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Anything from this brewery, if you're paying that much, just fucking punch yourself in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have nuts in that area.
Yeah, so, my fresh, bigger snifter glass.
Do I?
More like a tulip glass, actually.
I have a tulip glass, but I'm going to stick with the Chimay.
The Chimay.
The Chimay.
So what are we drinking, man?
Bum, 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 bum. Let's see if we can do this in sync.
Stone, vertical, epic, epic, epic.
11.
On Sunday.
Now, you know, some person really up somewhere just went, oh my god, he tilted the bottle.
Oh.
Get over yourself.
Yes, you did. Now, for those who don't know, the Stone Vertical Epic Series started in 02, and they do one beer a year. Now, with a little different twist on the recipe.
This is
the 10th in the Epic Series.
I need to put this out there. I am not looking forward to this.
See, I've already had this, dude. I've cheated.
You suck.
I had to, man, because what you're about to, you know, do a little mini rant about, it's what I love about this beer. So tell the peeps why you don't like it, because this is actually why I love it.
Clove and cinnamon, and a trace of very mild green chili in the back. That's what they tell you. I for some reason, reading the description of this beer, I can't see this working.
I think you're going to be surprised.
You know what? I talked to Phil from My Life as a Foodie.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. We were bitching on Instant Messenger the one day. He goes, there's no way I can like this beer. And he's like, not that bad. You should give it a try.
And to me, this kind of fits in with the Christmassy in that respect. Because if anyone out there's ever had the Hoppin' Frogs Frosted Frog.
Yeah, which I've had.
It's heavy on the cinnamon. It's almost like Cinnamon Toast Crunch is how I like to tell people about it. Think that when you're trying this.
No, I'm not going to think anything. I'm like,
well, sure, but I want you to get that comparison I'm getting, at least, you know? Because to me, there's a lot more. I'll shut up. I want you to try it, and then we'll talk.
All right. Let's give this a pour and find out.
Yeah, I don't want to put anything in your head, so.
I'm curious how they're coming up with these last two recipes for the Vertical Epic series, because they won't be aging that long. They've got the alcohol. This is.
Well, they only got one more to go. Not two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. What do you get right off the bat?
Chili.
No, see, I don't.
I do. I get the
chili. I get a buttload of cinnamon in my nose.
No, I have chili.
Maybe you're more susceptible to that because you don't like it.
I have bad experience with
chili. Take cinnamon and take a big waff.
I had a quaff. Bad experience.
Most people do.
I had a bad one with cinnamon too, with aftershock.
To me, now that you said that, to me this beer is heavy on the cinnamon.
This is heavy on
I get chili. Prominent cinnamon out of this beer. And I get the other flavors, but to me the cinnamon's the heaviest for me.
I can't say I'm gonna like this.
See, don't go into the negative attitude, man. It's Christmas. Sure. Have some cheer.
It's Christmas. You know what? I'm feeling good. Let's have some beer. Alright, here we go.
Oh, see, I love this beer, man. I can't say enough about it. Even in that aroma, I say cinnamon, be a little banana in that aroma from that Belgian yeast. I get toffee.
I get
clove. Little spice, clove, cinnamon.
I get the grassiness.
Oh, yeah. And there's like green chili in there, but to me, that's very mild, dude. That's one of the last things that I get. It's like on the back of your throat, like the back of the tongue almost, you know?
You know what?
I love this beer. I mean, I'm a huge fan of this year's Vertical Epic. You get that toffee malt and fruity notes to it. And then again, they describe it as balanced notes of cinnamon, but my palate picks up a lot of cinnamon.
And see, that's weird, because I'm not getting any cinnamon.
And that's what I love about beer reviews, is talking about beer, because everybody's different.
I get a ton.
Yeah, and it's very dry and bitter at the end. They use a lot of hops in this. I think there's three or four hops.
It's 65 IBUs, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but there's three different varieties of hops in here. I forget what they are off the top of my head. Let me look to my right and cheat.
I am. It's okay.
Nah, yeah. And then there's pale malt, crystal malt, Munich malt, Cara Bohemian, and special bean.
I can drink like a 12 ounce. I don't know if I can drink a full bomber.
Oh, I definitely could.
I'm just not running into the
four space. Hop varieties in this: Warrior, Target, Pearl, and Pacific Jade. So I've never actually, I'm not too familiar with Pacific Jade at all. I think maybe if you let it warm up a bit, I don't know, dude.
I like the toffee. I like the sweetness in it. That's mm-hmm. that's cool.
See, as it warms up for me, I get more of the pepper.
I think the problem is, for me, is the last time I had a chili beer was Cave Creek.
Yeah, see, don't compare to that, though. That's a whole different genre. Different style.
Oh, I know. It's like, this is what I think a chili beer should taste like.
Exactly, and that's a good point, Spoon. When you think chili beer, you shouldn't think this beer is going to be hot. A proper chili beer should have the chili pepper flavor in it. And maybe just a touch of the heat.
Which this does.
But like the Cape Creek chili beer, that's a gimmicky beer. It's all, you know,
up to the,
make you run a garden hose on your ass when you take a shit in the morning kind of a beer.
Well, I'm warming up to this, definitely.
Oh, yeah, dude. To me, it's a wonderful beer, man. Got nice. It's almost like a dark caramel color, like a burnt caramel color to it. Not the video will do that justice, if you guys can see this.
Well, you know what? The as it does warm up, though,
I get a little more pepper as it warms up. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, nice. I'm glad you agree with that, at least.
There we go. That's the reason, because my bottle's been sitting out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I just pulled mine out of the fridge. So.
Well, now I'm curious. Well, see, I'm glad I bought an extra bottle of this, because I'll have to try the other one as it comes out of the fridge, what it tastes like. And compare.
Oh, yeah, right off the bat. I mean, let me know later on, and maybe we'll talk about it in the comments or whatever. But I think you're going to get, when it's colder, I think you're going to get a shitload of cinnamon.
Yeah, because I have a ton of pepper right now, and you're starting to get that.
Because I'm starting to get it, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be what it is, so.
I mean, this is kind of a complex beer, but not overly so.
This is what I like with the Vertical Epic series. Is it's interesting because it's not something that's really been done before.
Yeah, and you know I like that pepper style of beer, and I was really excited about this one, man.
The thing is, like, well, when I came in, I didn't want to drink it.
Yeah, I know. Now, yeah, like, that's why I was like, even before the show, I'm like, Spoon is gonna hate this, but. You're warming up to it, man. And I think, you know, as you start homebrewing even more, you know, past your first inaugural day,
woo-hoo.
Congrats on that. I think you're going to learn to appreciate the styles more. Because there's a lot of beers I never liked or never would have tried until I started homebrewing the shit. And I just started to respect it more and understand it more and realize that, okay, I may not like this, but here's what I'm supposed to get. And you actually learn over time, your palate, you'll actually learn to like those beers over time because you know what they're about and you know the ingredients, you know how to take those beers, you know what to expect.
Well, now, here's something to let everyone know about. We've had emails from people asking us why there's been a break between the shows. We actually have like two or three.
Yeah.
But they didn't really turn out.
Yeah, we're trying technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did one of Brew Day, which if we can get the audio cleaned up enough, we might release it. We don't know yet.
I hope so, because that was a great show. Dude.
Yeah, we had an awesome beer. I'm not going to say what beer we had because
just ruin it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, because we beer-gasmed over it.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to put it. But it was done the same day that Sick Puppy taught me how to homebrew, November 5th.
Yeah,
per day, and my beer is actually going to be ready in a week from today.
Oh yeah, dude, you're going to get me some of that. We'll talk about it. Like maybe over like a little, we'll do like a little short video of it. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how it's going to turn out because it's It was fun. I had a good time doing it. Actually, I liked bottling, but I didn't like sanitizing.
You like bottling now.
Yeah, I like bottling now because I have...
A year from now, I'm going to be talking to Spoon. How was the last beer? Oh, it was great, but the bottling just sucked.
Well, because I'm going to just switch to...
Honey, can I get a kegerator for Christmas?
That's what it's going to turn into. I think that's Blushy's problem with it is she knows that...
Let me tell you this, Spoon, personally, and while we're on the show, to everyone else out there who does not own a kegerator, they're great. They're awesome. Like, for a home brewer, fuck bottling, kegging is the shit. However, when I'm casually drinking at home, it's not like, you know how you open like a bomber bottle and you're like, oh, that's a big bottle. I'll just have that one.
Yeah.
Well, with a keg, you know, a little 6 liter on homebrew even, you know, on tap, you tend to have your normal glass, correct? Yeah. It gets about halfway down, right? You're like, you know what? I'm just going to go over there and fill this up again. So you keep topping it off. And 3 hours later, you've had about 12 fucking beers. That's the downside, and or upside, however you want to look at it, depending on the evening, you know. Tuesday night versus Saturday night kind of a thing, but you got to learn a little self-control when you have a keg. But anyway, back to the beer, my friend. It's warming up for you, you know, a little bit more now. Take another sip. Let me know what you think. Oh, good. Nice burp.
I just took a sip, so I'm trying to, like, balance out my stomach here.
Screw you, man. I had a Penn Brewery Reserve.
It's
had a bomber compared to your 12.
Like, I can't really eat a lot of spicy foods either.
Yeah, but
so my
I don't think you should like portray that impression of this beer though, because it's not spicy.
It is me.
Wow, really? I mean, I get pepper, but I don't get spicy. I get more of the clove spiciness than the pepper spiciness, hands down. But then again, you know, you guys out there listening. Let us know. Am I full of shit? Is he full of shit? Or I don't think either of us are. It's just personal palate and preference. Because what might sway that little argument is I eat hot shit constantly.
I don't.
Every fucking day. And I mean, it's probably eating a hole through my organs right now. But maybe it's just my palate's just used to that. I don't know. To me, I get the pepper flavor. Just a tiny little bite of heat, but nothing like, oh God, it's hot, you know. You know it's there, is what I'm saying. And then, you know, I get the clove and the cinnamon way more than that. Way more than that. But, like Spoon was saying earlier, as it warms up, I get more pepper. But it still hasn't, like, overtaken any other flavor, Spoon.
Right. I'm just getting, right now as it's warmed up, I'm getting straight up pepper.
Wow. You think that's all kind of mental, though, because you were going into this thing and you wouldn't like it because of peppers?
Well, as soon as I opened it, I got a whiff of peppers.
Oh, yeah, you do get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was
great. I mean, my first quaff out of the glass, though, was just cinnamon in my face. I think, to me, the most prominent flavor in this is the cinnamon. I would second that with the peppers. And then you kind of pick out the clove and all that afterwards. And the bitterness from the hops is there, obviously. But overall, dude, what do you think?
It's not bad.
Can you think back, though? I mean, this is a good question for everyone because my memory sucks. Well, can you think back? I know me and you have done the 03 till now on the show. Can you think back to any of your favorites?
I think 7 was my favorite.
Really? I'm thinking, I mean, it's kind of weird because it's me.
I don't remember.
It's 666 is my favorite. Not because of the name, even. It was that black Belgian ale, you know, so. But that's the one that sticks out in my head.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And by the way, this whole vertical tasting thing coming out in 2012 is great, but I already had one of those. Like from like 02 to what was it last year? 2009 at a beer establishment. Yeah. We got so damn drunk off of that, it didn't matter. Like, what was your favorite? Oh, fuck, I don't know. I forgot. You're like 12 beers in. Duh.
Duh.
It's kind of a pointless sampling, but yeah. So look forward to that in 2012. I've been hoarding, saving these beers, but I don't remember any of them because I was too drunk. All right, brother. Anything else to add, my friend?
God bless America.
And it was the last beer of the evening. I will say, Merry Christmas, everyone. We may or may not have some content in between, you know, here and now or whatever, but
yeah, because we're pretty much done for the year.
Yeah, I may throw some extra video reviews in there because I actually have an extra stock of Christmas shit.
Well, here's my thing too is you know, always check us out on Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's where the action is. Actually,
we're on there all the time now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be we post stories on there, news that's going on in between shows. Always, you can find, you know, show archives.
And like that, what's there. That link, Spoon?
Facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat or shouldidrinkthat.com/facebook.
Whoa! See, easy as that.
Somebody's a web guy.
I knows my URLs.
I knows my Earls.
I knows my Earl.
I'm the king of Earl.
You good brother Earl.
I'm the Duke of Earl.
You are kid, the Duke of Earl.
I need that shirt.
You're a good brother Earl. And good friend Earl and Spoon, I will say this right now on video on the show. Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Merry Christmas. I love you, everybody, have a happy and very safe holiday. Don't be stupid. if you're going to drink and drive, fucking don't listen to our show anymore, because we don't want you.
Pair Cares.
Yeah, call. Get a hold of Pair Cares, paircares.com. We'll have a link to their site, too. Definitely use their service. We might try to squeeze one more out before the end of the year. But
Santa guy actually got drunk as shit last year. And if it wasn't for Pair Cares, the fucking kids would have never got their presents, because Pair Cares drove his fucking sled the whole way around the world and then right back up to the North Pole.
Oh, you know what?
For a nominal small fee.
We need to make a commercial about that shit.
Yeah, by the way, Pair Cares, you owe me for that one.
I
gotta say, that was brilliant. Come on, I mean.
Have a safe and happy holiday. Buy great craft beer for your friends.
That's a great thing, dude. And, you know, and Spoon, I want to say this to you as well. You just made your first homebrew.
Oh,
if you Christmas open it and you're happy, yeah, if you open it and you're happy with it, brag the shit out of it. Look what I made. Try this. Because once you do that and people are receptive to it, you will never, ever stop homebrewing again. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience, man. It's a bonding thing. It's great.
Well, here's the thing with all that is the top question I got at Thanksgiving, because I'm actually playing with my beer right now.
See that? He's licking his fingers and his lips and shit like KFC beer.
Oh, KFC.
Dude, don't even start on that. Yeah. You know how fucked up I am as a homebrewer. KFC beer.
So the question I got asked at Thanksgiving was, first of all, my mom was like anti-homebrewing because she thinks that, you know,
Turn you into an alcoholic.
Yes.
I got the same shit, dude.
Meanwhile,
they finally turned around. My dad's like actually water. Yeah. My parents, especially my dad, has finally turned around. He's starting to try all my beers now, and he gets it now. He gets that it's a science and a fun and a hobby and a passion more than I'm going to make a 200% beer because I can and drink it every night.
And here's the thing. It's kind of cute. I told the mom, she's like, well, how much alcohol is in it? And I said, well, it's going to be about 4.5.
You know what I told my mom? I would have been like, how much you want, bitch?
I'm like, it's about 4.5. She's like, Spoon.
Oh, that's cute.
Like that. She's like, Spoon, did you know that you're legally drunk at 0.08?
Oh, my God.
And I went, you got it backwards. And she's like, your beer is stronger than my wine.
No, it's not.
I'm like, Mom, your wine is like 20%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it is?
Teach her alcohol math. Dude.
I'm like, well, because she never thought about that before. She never thought.
Like, sure, a lot of people actually don't, man, you know?
Yeah, so I'm like, Mom, I go, person my size, because I'm fluffy. a person my size, I go, well, it takes like 8 beers to be legally drunk. I shouldn't say that.
The 0.08 didn't.
I'm not that fat. actually, about like 5 beers. I think 5 beers within
an hour.
Well,
5 course lights, man.
Yeah, like 5 within an hour, whatever. And she's like, really? I go, well, this is equivalent to like the alcohol content of like Budweiser or Coors Light. Go, but it's going to have more flavor. And all that. She's
more
like,
character. Really? And
So at Thanksgiving dinner, she goes, you know, Spoon made his own beer. Yeah, he did.
See, that's where it's at, brother.
But then here's what happened. So what did you name it? I'm like, boom.
Vagina blood fart.
I'm like, honestly, I was like, I'm not going to name it until after I drink it so I know what it tastes like. And then
I mean, if I can give you any indication, I've been homebrew for a long time.
I know what it's going to taste like.
But when I was doing it, when I was a kid, I didn't have the ingredients and the yeast that you guys have now. So my one of my best friends back in the day said this about my homebrews, and it stuck forever. And I still use the term to this day. It was like 20 years ago. I'm like, what do you think? He goes, it's fucking panther piss. As soon as he said that, I named my next 8 beers panther piss. It was a beautiful moment.
I remember that, yeah. You tell me about panther piss.
It was panther piss. I love telling that story, though, because it's one of them homebrewing experiences. You know, they're just great in your own experience. But anyway, dude, we're wrapping this up. What are we doing?
We are good. Thank you, everybody, for a great year. So I can let you guys know, thank you for voting for the podcast awards.
Yes.
We did not win.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
Whatever. We're the Susan Lucci of food and drink. apparently, you have to be tied to a major network in order to win.
No, it's not that, dude. We have tiger blood.
We have tiger blood. That's the thing. I've got Adonis DNA in my system right now, and so does Sick Puppy.
We are the Charlie Sheen of podcasters.
But here's the thing. We didn't win.
Yeah, that's okay. But nomination is killer. I love that.
Yeah, we appreciate all the work you guys did to get us nominated as finalists. And, And quite honestly, you guys are the best fans.
Oh, yeah. Except for you, Joe. You're a douche.
Yeah, Joe. Fuck you, Joe.
I'll let you guys fight over that, all the Joes.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
What do you think?
You're
Bob?
A dick.
But no, you guys are kick-ass for us this year. Thank you. Keep downloading our shows. And quite honestly, if you're not a fan of us on Facebook, like us on there.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, we're on there constantly, like Spoon said.
And we reply to just about everybody, unless you're an asshole.
I'll reply to that.
Or we send you to another craft beer radio show. You can talk to them.
I'm glad you weren't real specific on that or anything.
No, I wasn't. I was generalizing, of course. But thank you, everybody, for being great fans and for helping, you know, seeing us through this whole thing. It's been fun. And
dude, you realize 2012 starts our 6th year with the show
Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, hey, for those of you that have been with us since the start, or those of you that haven't, 2012 marks the 5-year anniversary of the Dogfish Head Jug.
Yeah, that amazes me. We're still getting shit for that. 5 years later.
So,
what the fuck?
We might do something for that.
Yeah. I have an idea, but I won't say it on the air.
I have an idea.
And the one I'm thinking of, I'd already talked to you about.
The idea I have too, which, well, you're going to tell me, I was drunk last time you told me. but the idea that I've been getting in my head.
Like, dude, Sick Puppy, you've been hanging off a fucking water tower in a straitjacket, chugging the 120 upside down,
didn't I?
With your ass on fire.
I did want to set you on fire, didn't I?
Okay.
Well, it might require it being pushed into, like, the summertime so we can get some people involved. But we'll see.
Oh, we're going to have an audience? Is that what you're thinking? May or may not. Dude,
we're thinking about it because it's a 5-year anniversary. And honestly, if it wasn't for like that thing just taking off, we probably wouldn't even still be doing it. We would be like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, but dude,
somebody pissed us off. So he said, fuck them, let's get them.
Other than butternuts.
Fuck butternuts. I've heard we never bought butternuts.
Huh? All right, dude, before we go, start some deep shit.
Happy New Year's and Christmas and... That's
another one that, you know, if we don't hear from you around Happy New Year time, blah, blah, blah. Merry fucking Christmas. Happy fucking New Year.
And don't
I'm going to try and post it in between this show and that, but who knows.
And don't forget, too, that in 2012, we're all going to die. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, I shall bring on the apocalypse. I mean, someone will bring on the apocalypse.
Actually, wait.
I have nothing to do with it, really.
That's really going to suck for Stone trying to do their vertical epic series, because we won't be around to have 12, 12, 12.
Well, yeah.
They didn't take that one out, did they?
Oh, I don't know, man. What if the end of the world is 12, 13, 12?
Well, shit, I'll still be hungover, so it won't matter.
Exactly.
There's one other thing I want to mention. What was it?
Beer apocalypse.
I love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Hey, Spoon, I love you.
I'm enjoying my beers, and I appreciate everything that people... I appreciate all the friends that we've made. Anyway.
All right, bro, let's kill this. I love you guys.
We'll see you in 2012.
See you. Maybe a little before that. I don't know.
Oh, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God. This show just never stops.
Here's what we're going to do. Go to our Facebook page. We're going to post videos of us doing beer reviews. Oh my God!
It's crazy!
Crazy insane! We're gonna do video, let's do beer reviews from our houses while we're on vacation. That's it. And fucking just, let's upload it to Facebook.
We're on the Facebook?
Because you know what? They're gonna go for their IPO here soon and then they're all gonna die. And oh, when you go to our website, shouldidrinkthat.com, we do have a Google Plus account.
We do.
I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do with it, but we got one.
I do know that's great because, well, I've been learning on Google Plus. The beer community, the craft beer community, is fucking killing on there, dude. It's like 50% geeks over here, and all craft beer snobs and geeks and nerds over here. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a glorious thing. Okay, so Sick Puppy,
yo,
let's kill this video and
post beer chat after this.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to get offline, end the show.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppet.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. Awesome show, man. 76 was a good one. Bicentennial awesomeness. Boy.
Kill yourself. Bitches!
We out.
Later. See ya.
Die in a fire.